from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. With cold and flu season almost knocking at the door, the Porcupine Health Unit is urging us to get our booster of a bivalent COVID-19 vaccine. Program manager Kendra Brunet says anyone 12 or older is eligible, provided they've received their primary series.
They would have had to have come in already for their first and second doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. And now the bivalent is a booster dose that is targeting the Omicron variant that is currently circulating in the province.
You can book an appointment on the PHU website or at any health unit office. Your pharmacy or primary care facility might also be offering the shot. You have a chance to hear directly from the three candidates for mayor of Timmins tonight without waiting for them to knock on your door. Business owner Rick LaFleur and veteran councillors Joe Campbell and Michelle Boileau are scheduled to participate in a Meet the Candidates session in the cafeteria at Northern College. It's being organized by yourplacetowatch.com, which will also live stream it. Submitted questions will be asked, with questions coming from the floor, if time permits. New details are emerging about what happened inside an Innisfil home that led to the death of two police officers. The province's Special Investigations Unit says there was a third officer inside the home. The two who died did not draw their guns. The third officer traded gunfire with the 23-year-old inside the home. There are no details about how the shooter died, but more information is expected after an autopsy tomorrow. South Simcoe police were dispatched to the home on Tuesday night. Two officers later died of their injuries in hospital. Four police officers in Ontario have died on the job in the last month. Well, Operation Christmas Child is back in business for another year. Again this year, Peggy Bendel is the local coordinator. It sends shoeboxes filled with toothbrushes, toothpaste, face cloths, school supplies, and anything you can think of to needy countries around the world. Added to the country list for 2022 is one war-ravaged nation and one that's been battered by hurricanes.
Ukraine and the Philippines, they've never gone from Canada to those areas.
Ukraine was the subject of a special drive a few years back, however. Empty boxes can be picked up at any of the four post offices across Timmins and at a handful of businesses. Bendel says they need to be returned, filled, in time to ship them out to arrive by Christmas.
The final week is November 14th to the 20th, so try to get them to the places by the 14th.
Bendel will answer any questions about the campaign and the organization behind it. Her phone number is on mytimmonsnow.com, along with audio of our full interview. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.